This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. Many years ago, I built a shrine between our kitchen and the barn, a path between the kitchen and the barn. I built this shrine. I used an old wheelbarrow tray, and I set it up on its flat end, and I put some bricks around the front of it, and we had this statue of St. Francis sitting around, so I so I put that St. Francis in that new homemade shrine, huh? And it's time to put him to work, and I love the folky part of St. Francis's history, the talking to birds, the making deals with a wolf, and the walking around naked. The more religious part of his life, well, when I feel like I'm studying for the seminary when I'm trying to learn about that. But the folky, friendly, weirdo part of St. Francis, that's what I love. And yeah, we use that shrine for found objects and maybe candles sometimes to remind us of someone we love. Right now, the shrine is full of plants and pots placed in front of St. Francis, plants that I love. But, you know, but later in the fall, and come on fall, we'll replace those plants with found objects, things we like or love, a rock or two or three, old rusty cans, old bones, antlers. You know, behold the sacred clutter of St. Francis. Anyway, in that fall winter clutter, there will be a box turtle shell or two, always. Box turtles are important to me. It's a personal, folky thing, I guess. They've been part of my life since childhood. 4, 5, 6 years old, catching box turtles at our home outside Louisville, Kentucky. On to Lexington, more box turtles. An old friend from Kentucky once said to me, "You seem to have a thing for box turtles." So listen, when I was 19, I end up in Tucson. Sort of a dry spell for me and box turtles, though it is the most western part of the desert box turtles range. But more on that in a bit. But in 1995, the Mosquitis moved to the grassland of Cochise County, Arizona, and that sort of fixed the dry spell. You know, my days were counted as, oh, this is a 2-turtle day. Oh, 1 box turtle today. 5 turtle day on Highway 181. Very cool. So listen, here's what makes a box turtle a box turtle. It's the shell. It closes up. It pulls in its legs. It pulls in its head. It pulls in its very cute little tail. And it closes up its plate underneath the plastron with the hinged front. And the turtle is in a box. Here's some more facts, not folklore. It's native. Box turtles are native to North America and definitely into Mexico. A couple species easily into Mexico. There are 7 species of the genus Terrapini, and I bet a dozen subspecies of those species. The genus Terrapini is a Latinized version of the Algonquian word for box turtle. Oh yeah, box turtles are all over eastern North America and west to southwest New Mexico and southeastern Arizona. Sometimes different species and subspecies, but always the genus Terrapini. The desert box turtle that I adore and that's found all around me is Terrapini ornata, subspecies Luteola. And listen, they live to be 30 or 40 years old. And one more amazing factoid, not folk. Fossil remains of Terrapini ornata have been found in southeastern Arizona dating to the Miocene. And don't worry, I looked it up. The Miocene goes back 5 million years ago. Okay, fossil remains of Terrapini ornata, 5 million years old. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness. This calls for a new shrine, don't you think? Yeah, I got to build a shrine for our desert box turtle, for Terrapini ornata luteola, a shrine to celebrate the desert box turtle of the borderlands. Oh my goodness, these borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.